This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump signed an executive order last night. Yeah, this happened last night. Ending the use of taxpayer money for federal resources supporting illegal immigration and illegal aliens. Thank you very much. It's about time.
There you go. Yep.
Congratulations. Yep. Good job all the way around. The Trump administration said the goal of the executive order is to ensure taxpayer resources are used to protect the interest of American citizens,
what?
Not illegal aliens.
What a crazy thought.
That is.
Is that an original idea?
Well, how can you argue with it? Yet there are still so many of these haters that hating on Trump, hating on Musk. You hate saving taxpayer dollars? How absurd and ridiculous. And you don't think Americans should come first before illegals? You don't think that a veteran who's sleeping out in the woods shouldn't have a chance at some kind of a protection or a roof or something before that is given to an illegal alien? What the heck is wrong with you? You don't have an argument. You don't have a leg to stand on.
No.
We hate Trump. Yeah. Well, you're a nitwit, okay? And you're clearly ruled by some sort of emotion with a kind of a cultish figure. I loved it how they called everybody who, you know, followed Trump, oh, that's the cult. No, the Trump haters are definitely the cult. Under the order, federal departments and agencies must identify and end all federally funded programs providing financial benefits to illegal aliens. It also aims to ensure federal funds are not being used to support sanctuary policies.
Nice.
Trump said, my administration will uphold the rule of law, defend against the waste of hard-earned taxpayer resources, and protect benefits for American citizens in need, including individuals with disabilities and veterans. I saw something, a post from an old friend who, I knew it was a little left of center, but I didn't really, the Trump hatred is coming out, and some kind of comment about, oh, I don't hear anything about defunding Congress or cutting back on all the, you know, people they have. That's billions of dollars. It's like, well, you've got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they will get to that point and pare things back. But it's Trump, so there's no way we can go, yeah, that's not a bad idea. President Trump is committed to safeguarding federal public benefits for American citizens in need, including individuals, disabilities, veterans, and a White House fact sheet came out on the executive order. The surge in illegal immigration over the past 4 years has come at a high price, costing American taxpayers an estimated $451 billion. Let's just say $500 billion. $500 billion. Oof. To care for illegal aliens and gotaways in the U.S. unlawfully since January of 2021. That's according to Homeland Security. And again, that's just the top of the iceberg. Now we've got to try to deport them. at a great expense.
Mm-hmm.
Got to gather them up and use a lot of law enforcement resources to get them off the streets. You've got that. You've got to hold them before you can deport them. And you've got to pay for food and all the other things. Shelter, security. Yeah, it's a very expensive endeavor under the Biden administration. Those who are Trump haters, do you really believe that Biden was doing right by you with opening the borders wide open? How could you possibly think that? How could you ever think that in a million years? Are you that thick? Are you really that dense? You think opening the borders wide open was a good thing? You think killing Americans with fentanyl poisoning is a good thing? You think sexual slavery of children and adults is a good thing? What the heck? I mean, still, you still see numbers, polling numbers. I mean, there's a bunch of dumb Democrats who would still support the Democrat Party. They still do.
Oh, yeah.
These people, I don't know what else to say. So the expenses are huge. The Center for Immigration Studies estimates that 1 million illegal aliens could cost American taxpayers $3 billion annually.
Wow.
Through welfare programs, which are not supposed to be available to those unlawfully in the U.S. And that is per the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996. Though illegal aliens granted parole become classified as qualified aliens when it comes to welfare programs. And that's what Biden was doing, allowing them to become eligible for various benefits with full eligibility granted within 5 years. What? That it's insanity. Insanity. And the, you know, you can blame the Biden folks, all of them. And whoever is in the shadows pulling the strings and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so where's the watchdog of government? Well, where were they while this crisis on the border was unfolding? No news organization, save for maybe Fox, was even talking about the open border for the longest time. And you had that Secretary Mayorkas, who was a lion's sack of turd. And you had him denying there was a problem, denying there was a crisis. Then they finally had to admit it. Oh, then the mainstream media did a little bit here and a little bit there. Well, listen to this. So there's a report out, and it was put together by NPR. And I'm like, oh, some investigating reporting from NPR.
Really?
Are they going to be the watchdogs of government? Oh, they're the watchdogs of DOGE. In fact, they went through some of the things that DOGE claims that they're saving money on, but the NPR analysis finds that some of the numbers don't quite add up. Oh, the savings isn't as large as they're showing. Really? Did you do any investigative reporting when all that billions of dollars was being spent at USAID? Did you follow up on where any of that was going? Hell no, you didn't.
No.
Hell no, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We suck.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm in a bad mood anyway because I don't have a working printer. So,
well, the struggle is real.
Yeah, it's a first world problem for sure.
Yeah.
But it's a problem.
No, it is.
But I'll push through it. You know why?
Why is that?
Because I'm a professional. You know why else?
Why is that?
I like to eat.
And that whole paycheck provides food.
Indeed.
There's that.
I see a direct connection.
Yes.
Don't let any of these superfluous emotions cloud the ultimate judgment of protect the paycheck.
That's right.